Okay, and we're going to read there in verse number 17. Habakkuk chapter number 3 and verse number 17 to 19. The Bible says, "Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in thy vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in Saul." So it doesn't sound very positive in that verse, does it? A lot of things not going so well, and there's a reason for it, and some of it was because of God's judgment. But it was a time where things were just not good. And look what it says in verse 18. "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and He will make me to walk upon mine high places." To the chief singer on my stringed instruments. Sometimes things in life are not all good, but we're going to need to learn to keep on tracking like the hind's feet. The hind was a mother deer, and that would live in the mountains. And we'll talk about it more in a little bit, but as the mother deer would work her way through the mountains, and they're very careful about their step, and with their front feet kind of searching for the place to looking for a place where there wouldn't be loose gravel where they might fall as they're sometimes going pretty quickly, but their front feet search for the right footing, and their back feet always follow right in the same place. Their front feet go here, their back feet always continue to step in the same place. They call it tracking. The Bible says about God that He will make our feet like hinds' feet, and He'll make us to walk upon high places. That's what I want to preach to you about this morning. We've had a diversion, if you will, in the last number of weeks as it was Easter Sunday, and we had our missions emphasis days all through March. But beginning this year, we began to talk about walking, learning how to walk, as last year we studied learning how to kneel and to sit and to stand. And we want to get back into that theme of studying some things in the Bible that teach us about how to walk. And I want to talk to you this morning about walking upon high places. Walking upon high places. Again, read with me there, Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 18 and 19, where he says, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and He will make me to walk upon mine high places." Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I ask You to just speak to our hearts now through the message. Lord, take my scrambled thoughts and scrambled notes this morning and just bring it all together, that Your Spirit would help our spirit, that You'd work in us and to help us by Your Word, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, sometimes there are things in life that are not all good, but we need to learn to keep on tracking like the hind's feet. And I hope you'll understand that more as we get into the message this morning. I want you to understand something from what we see in these verses. God is our strength, and God is our joy. For a Christian, in times of, there can be difficulties in life. There can be hard things that you go through in life, but God is to be our strength, and God is to be our source of joy. Many times we search for joy in other places, or search for strength in other places, but God wants us to turn to Him. God has not completely promised us peace and prosperity in all things in life. Some people will preach that and have that kind of belief that, you know, if you don't have perfect prosperity and health and wealth, and if, you know, there's something wrong with you, if you're not perfectly healthy, there's something wrong with you, or not, you're not utterly wealthy, then what is it that's wrong that God is not blessing you? But I don't believe the Bible teaches that. God can give health and God can give wealth, but that is not the measure of if is God interested in our life or is God care in our life. There's many great people in the Bible, people of God who endured times of trials in their life. There were people that were faithful and godly and wonderful Christians who went through times of deep poverty. There were times of godly Christians who loved the Lord, yet they faced great persecution in their life. There was times that we look at Job, of course, as someone who's well known as a man in the Bible who loved God, loved Him devoutly, was faithful, a man of integrity, a man who walked uprightly and loved God. But yet, great suffering and trials came into his life. God is still moving in a definite way. If you want an answer to your problems, Habakkuk gives us an answer here. The answer is simply this, that God is the answer to our problems. In the beginning of this book, Habakkuk came to God and said, "Why are you doing these things? Why are you permitting me to see evil? Why don't you move, God? Why aren't you moving? What's wrong?" God brought Habakkuk to the watchtower and let him see what he was doing. And now Habakkuk says, "I'm going to walk by faith with God." My friend, God is the answer to your problem today. I don't know who you are or what your problem is specifically this morning. Some of you I know your problems. Some of you I know better than others. And some of you I know have great hurts in your life right now. And great trials in your life that you're walking through. I know that God is the answer. You can have faith and confidence in Him. God has a purpose in your life. And He intends to carry it through. You can trust Christ. And when you trust Him, you'll find that He begins to work in you. He wants to conform you to His image. You know, it's always been God's intention that we, as God's children, would become more like God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. God wants our lives to be conformed and transformed into the image of God's Son, Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul writes this, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son." You know that God wants His Son to be formed in us. God wants Christ to be formed in us. He wants us to take on the likeness of Christ. God's eternal purpose with you and me is to make us like Jesus Christ. He writes this, Paul writes this in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18, "But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." You know, He's working, wanting to change us into the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. He's wanting to make us more like Him. Listen, God has a purpose for you. It doesn't matter who you are. To say that someone else has a greater purpose in life than you have, well, that's entirely wrong. To think, well, I know that God has a purpose for their life. I mean, look at them and look at what God's using them. No, God has a purpose for your life. You think it's just me. Yeah, God's interested in just little me. God's interested in you. And God wants to bring about the image of Christ and the likeness of Christ into your life. He cares about you. He has a purpose for you. You're as important in God's plan and purpose as any individual who has ever lived on this earth or who ever will live. He wants to make you like Christ. We read this in 1 Corinthians 15:47. "The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. As we have borne the image of the earthy, so we shall also bear the image of the heavenly." We were made in the image of God, weren't we? We've got a body. We were made and formed in the image and likeness of God, made of the earth. God formed Adam from the dust of the earth and made him. But you know what? God wants us to be made in the second image of Christ, heavenly and spiritual. He wants us to be made like Christ. Not just made in His likeness, in earthly, in the body, but in the spiritual. He wants you to be like Christ. That's His desire. That's His purpose. We're living down here in these human bodies, which have actually were formed, and Adam was formed out of the dust of the earth. And God has made us human beings, but listen, that's not His final purpose. We're earthy, but He wants us to be heavenly. He wants us to be like Christ. Imagine with me that you lived in the day of Michelangelo. And one day you were to visit Michelangelo's studio and you were to see there just what seemed like just a rough piece of stone. And it was dirty and it was, you know, stained and so on. It had been brought out of some dark and damp place. It was brought out of a quarry. It was brought out of the rock. And it's there now just in the studio. It's just one big hard piece of marble. And it's very crude and it's very rough. It's unyielding. It's cold. It's unlovely. Doesn't seem like nothing pretty to look at. But you come back in 6 months or 12 months and what's happened? someone molded it and someone formed it and someone chiseled away or someone made it into the image of statue of David or a statue of the Archangel Michael. May I say to you that just as Michelangelo had a purpose for that crude and just rough and seemingly just a big hunk of rock, God has a heavenly purpose for us. And He wants to form Christ in us. He wants to chisel away sometimes some rough edges there and wants to form Christ in our life. The ideal of the artist, who is the Holy Spirit, is to conform us to the image of Christ. The chisel that He sometimes uses is discipline or chastening. The hammer is the Word of God. We would one day be able to say with the psalmist, or hopefully be able to say, I shall be satisfied when I awake with Thy likeness. Listen, God wants to make you like His Son, Jesus Christ. And sometimes you may go through some things of life that, I don't understand why I'm having to go through this. This is such a hard thing in life. This is such a hard trial. This is such a difficulty. Why do I have to go through this? Even in trials, God is trying to work His purpose in your life to make you like Jesus Christ. Can I say that the answer to your questions and the answer to your problems when you're going through difficulties is God. 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 God is the giver of joy. God is the giver of strength. God's ways are perfect in our lives. Turn back with me, if you would, to 2 Samuel chapter 22. This expression about how He maketh our feet like hinds' feet and so on, or maketh us to walk upon high places. The expression about hinds' feet is mentioned three times in the Bible. Once there in Habakkuk, once in the book of Samuel, and once in the book of Psalms. Very interesting that, you know, God would even use, you know, some different writers at different time periods, but God inspired them and they wrote about how God will make our feet like hinds' feet. Look what it says back in 2 Samuel chapter 22. 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse number 29. 2 Samuel chapter 22 verse 29 says this about it says about God, "For Thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness." Hey, you walking through darkness? I know some people in this room this morning are walking through darkness. They don't understand. They're maybe walking through a valley of the shadow of death. They're maybe walking through a valley that's dark this morning. It says, "For Thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness." The Lord's your light. It says, "For by Thee I have run through a troop. By my God I have leaped over a wall." It says, "As for God, His way is perfect." You need to believe that and trust God that His way is perfect. It says, "As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in Him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? God is my strength and power, and He maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places." Here, even in Samuel, the writer, inspired by God, says, "Hey, the Lord is my light. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my power. The Lord maketh my feet like hinds' feet." He's going to be the one that will make me and enable me like the hind to just keep on tracking and keep on going and to walk on high places. We need to realize it's God we need to run to. It's God that is our source. God that is the answer. Turn with me over to Psalm chapter 18, if you would. Psalm chapter number 18 and verse number 32. Psalm chapter 18. It's wonderful to know the Lord in our life. It's wonderful to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and know that all our sins are forgiven and know that we have a home in heaven when we die. It brings wonderful hope and peace to a person's life. You know, just being saved, just being a born-again Christian, just knowing for sure that you're going to heaven when you die, that doesn't take away all the trials and difficulties of life that everybody goes through in life. Everybody faces some sorrows. Everybody faces some trials. Everybody faces some difficulties. And to know the Lord, we have the Lord as our light. We have the Lord as our joy. The Lord as our strength. The Lord as our power. The Lord as our help. Psalm chapter 18 and verse number 32. Psalm 18:32 says, "For who is God save the Lord, or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect." It's God that holds me up with His strength. You know, at times where maybe as we walk that road, or you're walking through a dark valley, or you're walking through some difficulties, we may want to fall and stumble, but it's the Lord that girds me up, that strengthens me, that holds me up. It's God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. Verse 33, He maketh my feet like hinds feet and setteth me upon my high places. I want you to see a few things this morning very simply. God's ways are perfect in our lives. God's ways are perfect in our lives. God is the one who will give us joy. God is the one who will give us strength in our life. Three times in the Scriptures we've read it, how God makes the comparison of making my feet like hinds feet. What does it mean when He uses this phrase? I said before, a hind is a female deer, and the hind lives in the rocks and is known for being sure-footed. In order for the hind to move through the uneven terrain of the mountains and the rocks, it will place its hind feet, it'll place its back feet, right in the same spot where its front feet walked or stepped. They say that the hind's feet never get off track, not even one inch. This allows the hind to quickly move through the rocks in uneven terrain to avoid the enemy when it's being chased. You know, isn't it interesting how God makes all the animals that they have some form of protection or different things? Certain animals are fast to get away. Certain animals have, you know, a protective shell to protect them. God made the hind's feet that they track so well that they can quickly get to high places and be able to get away from certain predators or enemies and so on, if you will. God gives them this ability to track. He can make our feet, though, like hind's feet. The hind can quickly move through the rocks when it's being chased. They call how the hind runs tracking. In other words, because the hind tracks, back feet always going in the same place as where the front feet have stepped, she's able to keep from getting off track, which allows her to walk in high places. Think about it as well. If it's got some young ones following it, you know, it's finding the sure footing in the right place to walk for the young ones. And the young ones, you know what? They will step in the same place and know that they will be safe as well. Christian, the only way you're going to make it through your hard times in life is to track the same way that the hind does. When these verses talk about God making our feet like hinds' feet, God was teaching that if you want to walk in the high places of life, then you'll have to learn to track like the hind does when your life is on uneven terrain. When your life is uneven and when you're, you know, sometimes up and sometimes down and sometimes things are good and sometimes there's trials and difficulties, but you're going to be able to just keep on tracking and keep on going through the uneven things of life. You need to walk like the hinds walk, the hinds feet, the way it tracks. The hind never breaks momentum, no matter what they come across. Whatever obstacle they face, they keep on tracking and they never break stride. They never break momentum. Listen, whenever you face like obstacles, the way to overcome those obstacles is to keep on tracking. Don't break momentum. In other words, keep doing what you've always done. Keep on doing what is right. When life's terrain for you becomes a little uneven or becomes a little rocky, you need to keep on doing what you've done, what was right. Don't break your momentum because of the obstacles you face. As long as you keep on putting your feet where the front feet walked and where the front feet stepped, then you'll find that you can overcome whatever obstacle life may throw your way. Christian, when the devil is hindering you and you seem to constantly have to fight to make it through, say, it's a fight for me. The devil's trying to hinder me and it's a fight to just want to keep on going in the Christian life and keep on living for God. You need to walk like the hind does. Keep on tracking. Keep on going. Keep on doing what you've always done. Part of the devil's strategy when he fights against you is to get you out of your momentum. Or to try to get you to veer off course just a little bit. Or to try to cause you to stumble and turn aside. You cannot allow the devil's tactics to throw you off your stride or cause you to lose your momentum. Listen, some of you would recognize in your life, or I've seen in people's lives, times where you had momentum in your Christian life and you were going one direction and you were serving the Lord, but then something happened and maybe you lost momentum. Or maybe you got turned aside. Or maybe you got distracted. And maybe some things that you used to do, you stopped doing. We stopped walking like hinds feet. You need to keep your momentum. You need to keep on going. If you've lost your momentum, hey, ask God to help you to get back on track this morning. Ask God to help you to be walking where you need to be walking and be doing what God wants you to be doing. God can make your feet like hinds feet. The devil wants to throw you off stride or get you off course. Listen, keep on doing what you used to do that was right to do, or what you have been doing. Keep on going to church. Keep on reading your Bible. Keep on praying. Keep on serving God. You say, what if it's difficult now? Keep on. Keep on. Christians sometimes face difficulties, and when the difficulty comes, they then decide, I can no longer do that. You need to continue to track. The greatest weapon you have as you fight the devil is to keep on doing what you've always done. Keep on doing right. When trials come your way, don't break stride, but keep on doing what you've always done. Bad health may come to your life and try to knock your spiritual hind feet from falling into the same track as your front feet. But you need to stay on track and stay the course. Don't allow health struggles to break momentum. You keep on. When finances are tight, keep on doing what you've always done. When family problems arise, you need to keep on doing what you've always done. When you doubt some things about maybe God's will for your life, keep on doing what you've always done. Keep on doing right. Don't lose that momentum. Whatever you do, keep tracking in your spiritual life. Don't allow the trials to pull you off track. Listen, the devil wants to come to you, to come to some of you and get you to stop doing what you should be doing. Maybe he already has. Listen, you know what? The devil doesn't like Christians who go to church. He doesn't want you to do that. Because you know what? He can realize I can get your heart more turned away from God if you become more enamored with the world and less enamored with God. So he's not going to want you to be faithful to church. You know what? He's not going to want you to read your Bible. Oh, reading your Bible is a good thing. Maybe some of you, when you became a Christian, when you first got saved or first started coming to church, some of you maybe were real excited. And you gained some good momentum in your new Christian life and you started reading your Bible and you were full of questions and you came and you had questions and you loved to talk about certain things, but maybe some of that has kind of slipped to the side. And maybe you stopped tracking. Maybe you stopped reading the Bible like you used to read the Bible. Maybe you've stopped praying like you used to pray. Maybe you've stopped going to church like you used to go to church. Maybe you stopped giving because, you know, some things were hard and you figure, I can't do that anymore. Don't break stride. Keep on doing what you've always done. Whatever you do, keep tracking in your spiritual life and don't allow difficulties, trials, whatever it may be, distractions from that the devil tries to bring away. Don't allow that to pull you off track. Why do we need to keep tracking? The only way you'll overcome your obstacles is through tracking. To keep on. You know, when obstacles come in the course, it's going to be very easy to veer. It's going to be very easy to turn. But when the obstacles come, you need to keep tracking. Like God maketh the hind feet to track. Where the front step always step, the hind feet just follow and keep on stepping. And you need to allow God to, He can be your strength. He can help you to keep stepping in the right way and in the right direction. You need to get back to doing what you should be doing. As the obstacles come and you keep tracking, one day you'll find yourself on the top of life's mountain walking in the high places. Yes, we desire to walk in the high places of life, but the only way you'll get there is to keep doing what you've always done. You may think, I'm in some difficulties of life. I'm in some hard things in life and I don't know how to keep on going. Let God help you to keep on going. Determine to let God make your feet like hinds feet that you'll continue on and you'll keep tracking and you'll keep on doing what you know is right to do and what you used to do or what you should be doing or what you have been doing. You do those things which are right. You'll find that God will help you to overcome the obstacles and see the high places of life that God has for you. You know, God wants you to be able to walk upon high places. God wants you to get there. God wants you to achieve that. God wants you to reach that. But you need to keep tracking. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet. And He will make me to walk upon high places. The Bible said, it is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. There's a common theme all throughout those verses, letting God be our strength. Letting God gird us with strength. Trusting that God's way is perfect. Even if it's uneven terrain. Even if it's difficulty. That God knows where I'm walking. And God knows the difficulty I'm going through. But He can help me. He can help me choose. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, the Bible says. He can order a man's steps. He can also order the hind steps. And hey, He can help you to step. Know where to step. A lot of uneven things in your life. A lot of uncertain things in your life. A lot of trials in your life. You keep on stepping. Keep on following with the hind feet. Stepping in the way that God wants you to step. Doing what God wants you to do. God's way is perfect. God is our strength. God is to be our joy. It said in Habakkuk, the Lord God is my strength and He will make my feet like hinds' feet. Now, I appreciate that about my mom, that when a difficulty came in her life, she kept on tracking. I was 8 years old when my dad passed away, and we were living on the farm, and it's a shocking thing, isn't it? When sometimes things are expected, a certain course of life, you don't expect it at that time. As a middle-aged woman, you know, in your 40s, you don't expect to one day have someone come to your home and your husband has just been killed. He was killed in a farm accident. You don't expect to one day come home and you don't have a dad at home anymore. I'm thankful, though, for my mom that she kept on tracking. God enabled her. She lost her husband there, and then a few years later, my older brother passed away. None of that seems to make sense to man. You know, why would God allow a husband to be taken? And why would God let a young man who just got married and just graduated from college, and 7 weeks later my brother was killed in a car accident? Oh, they're just newly married. But you keep on tracking. You keep on trusting God. You keep on walking. You let God gird you with strength. You let God be your source of joy. You trust God that His ways are perfect in your life. I appreciate that my mom kept on walking and kept on the same pace and kept on in the same steps and kept on going in the same direction. She said, "No, now let's just give it all up. What's it worth now? Or why did God take my husband? Or what can I do? Or can I even carry on now? How am I going to take care of my son now? How am I going to take care of the family now?" I thank God that she walked like hinds' feet, and she walked upon high places, and she found great joy from the Lord, and she found great strength from the Lord, and she just kept on going and kept on walking. I wouldn't be here today. There's no way in the world I'd be standing here today and getting to serve the Lord and be the pastor of a church if I had a mom who stopped tracking, stopped walking, stopped serving the Lord. I'm here because she let God be her joy and let God be her strength, and she continued on walking the way she'd always walked. Now, we didn't stop doing any of the things we did before. My dad led our family. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Like Joshua, a man saying, we'll serve the Lord. But you know what my mom said? We'll still serve the Lord. The open Bible on my father's casket was, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. And that verse still remained on our wall. And that verse was still lived in our home. There was no father there now to lead the home. But she said, we'll still serve the Lord. And we kept on going to church and kept on reading our Bible. And she kept a joyful spirit and kept on trusting the Lord and kept on doing those things and kept on in the bus ministry, reaching, you know, poor boys and girls and families and bringing them to church. She kept on doing all those things we did before. I remember the time spent with my mom as a young person and as a teenager. Then me and my mom going, and we kept on serving the Lord. She kept on tracking like hinds feet. Some of you know my mother-in-law, and from Michigan recently, my father-in-law passed away. He was really sick in recent years, and she cared for him, becoming more limited in his mobility. But then around Christmas time, he went in the hospital for some things and was going to have a surgery there and so on. And then afterwards, still in the hospital, he had a stroke. And he passed away, and we had a chance to see him there after at Christmas and after the stroke, and were there for the funeral and so on. The funeral was on a Saturday morning, and we had to leave and come back here. You know where my mother-in-law was on Sunday morning? In church, in her Sunday school class, teaching this group of girls and bus kid girls and a lot of poor families and broken homes. And the day after she just buried her husband, she was still in her Sunday school class teaching her girls. I guarantee you she still got up that morning like she does every morning and went to the couch where she goes every morning and read her Bible and prayed. Went and taught her Sunday school class. Went to church that day, went to church that night, did the things she always did on a Sunday. That's what I call tracking. That's God making her feet like hinds feet. That's saying, you know what, I'm going to trust. It's hard and she's hurting and she's still really adjusting to a whole life of being alone after caring for a husband for so many years. And there's hurts and a lot of emotions and all of that, I'm sure. I know there is. But she still has great joy. Why? Because she's trusting the Lord. She has great joy and she's letting the Lord gird her with strength and give her power and be her rock and be her light as she goes through a time of darkness in her life. I'm so glad that God has made her feet like hinds feet and she's continuing to do the things that she always did. What an example for us. What an example for my wife and for my grandchildren to be able to see that, hey, look at Graham. Look at Grammy Worley. Look at how she's just continuing on and keep on loving Jesus and keep on serving the Lord and keep on in her little church and keep on teaching her Sunday school class and keeps on loving God. He maketh my feet like hinds feet. Listen, we need to track like that. We need to track like the hinds feet. We need to say, I'm not going to let things cause me to lose momentum. Hey, if you're walking with good momentum in your life, hey, keep it going. Keep it going. Keep on serving the Lord. Keep on doing those things that are right. If you've lost momentum, you ask God to help you and be your power and be your strength to get going and get that thing going again and be doing what you ought to be doing. Walking in the way you need to be walking. Taking the steps you need to be stepping in. Doing what you need to be doing for the Lord. God can help you to get back doing what you ought to be doing. He can help you to walk with your feet, to make your feet like the hinds feet. He can help you to walk upon high places. Some of you, maybe in your Christian life, you're down. You're down. You're down spiritually. Some of you are down with some trials in your life, or difficulties in your life, and you're just down. Or you're discouraged. Or maybe there's things in life that you're not sure if you believe much in God or trust much in God or hope much in God. You need to get God's help in your life. You need to let God be your joy. Say, what's the answer, God? God is the answer. You get to know God again. You get close to God. You let God give you joy. You let God give you strength. You let God be your power and your light and be your help. Let Him guide you in the steps where you ought to be taking. Make sure you continue to follow and keep in those steps and don't lose momentum and go in the way that God wants you to go. God can make you to walk on high places again. God so much longs for that for you and for me. We got to keep on going. Keep on going. Stepping where we need to step. Doing what we ought to be doing. The Lord knew that I'd be preaching this message this week. Honestly, I got some bad news this week. I got something that hurt something that just When I heard it, I was out of zone. I wasn't even sure what was being said to me. Honestly, I got some news that kind of hurt me. Just, oh Lord, what am I going to do? Keep on walking. Keep on going. It's what I must do. It's what you must do. Don't lose momentum. Let God make your feet like hinds feet. You keep on. You walk in the right way. You walk in the good way. You do what God wants you to do. Let God be your strength, your joy. Trust in His way.